Harry Fader live December 16th at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. And you could be there with tickets thanks to the Power Trip. Thanks for listening to us. Caller number 8 right now, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326. We'll get those tickets.
Hey, that's very sweet. Good job, you.
Now joining the Power Trip Morning Show as she does every Tuesday, Carly Zucker, everybody. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Carly.
I just got your message that you were here. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
I never leave you out in the rain.
I usually have a card to get in, but I can't find it.
Oh, great.
It's all falling apart, isn't it?
Which means you lost it, which means somebody else is just going to walk in the building.
No. It's at my house. I just don't know where it is at my house. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Blame Jason.
Jason.
Sure, it's Jason's fault.
Yeah. So no, I've lost my mind.
You guys remember earlier today when I told you I had a very special present for you?
Yeah. I thought it was just Carly. I thought Carly was going to be our
present,
surprise.
And she, you know, she's a present in her own right. But to her left, a very special guest for the first time ever on the Power Trip Morning Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Minnesota Viking, Kyle Sloter. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Kyle.
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Appreciate you having me.
First of all, am I saying your last name correctly? Please tell me I am.
Sloter.
Good. I wanted to make sure. Good. There you go.
So you're kind of an interesting case because when you came over, when the Vikings signed you, there was a bunch of stories in the paper about how you were a high price practice squad guy, right? Where you got more than the average practice squad player gets because they seemed to get into a bidding war with you. So the Vikings obviously saw something that you had with the Denver Broncos that they liked and they wanted.
Yeah, no, they, you know, it meant a lot to me that they were willing to put their money where their mouth was, and it just showed me that. You know, they valued my skill set, and that was important to me. Everybody wants to be wanted in one way or another. And, you know, Denver tried to re-sign me, and they really liked me there, but I just had to make the best decision for my family financially. And then opportunity-wise, I felt like Minnesota was probably the best place to be for me.
I think it's genius that you come in here for the first time and you bring us bacon, because we already like you're our favorite quarterback on the squad as of right now. We want you to be the starter from here on out.
I mean, bacon.
I love Case, but...
I love bacon, and there's donuts in front of
me. There's bacon and donuts.
35 weeks pregnant, only like 6 more months to go, Corey, right?
You're almost there.
6? And there's donuts and bacon right in front of me.
Just
so
for you.
No, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But thank you.
Yep, yeah. No problem.
So you like no one in the Twin Cities. Am I right about that, Kyle?
Yeah, no, I mean, I came over here actually with a friend that was in Denver with me, who's assigned to the practice squad as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I knew one person, and then, you know, other than that, it was just a new experience for me. I'd been up here fishing a couple times as a kid. But,
oh, cool.
You know, other than that, I hadn't really been here.
So where is home? Where are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia. Yep.
Ooh.
So born and raised there.
Man, that's a tough town.
Well, Kyle, I have good news for you. The man to your left is named Meat Sauce Paul Lambert, and he only hangs out with A-listers.
That's right. Yeah.
The
yeah.
Kyle Rudolphs of the world, the mm-hmm. Carl Anthony Towns of the world, the Jason Zuckers of the world.
True. Do you know the name Jason Zucker?
Do you know who that is?
Because you said A-lister, but
it's okay. Do you know who Jason Zucker is?
I don't.
Take a shot.
But do you know who Carl Anthony Towns is?
I do, yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so you know who the big cat is.
And Kyle Rudolph, obviously.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jason might be more of a B-lister. Because then A-listers are people.
Don't you put him down on that level.
What do you think Jason Zucker does, just based on the name?
Man.
Just stereotype, just based on a
and
name.
How handsome do you think
right,
he is?
Right, 1 to 10.
The first thing that comes to mind is Mark Zuckerberg for me. So
sure.
I think social media.
So, but,
he's like a Generation Z expert.
You're there. He started MySpace.
Yep, he did. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're close.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, A-listers are people everybody knows.
Right.
And then you go B-listers where some people know.
Right.
So that's my category.
So Zucker is apparently off your A-list.
No, he's
group.
On my A-list.
Why? Sloter has no idea who he is.
One more guess at what he might do.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're here a long time, you're going to get to know him because he's a big deal.
Well, you're going to want to.
Maybe a coach. I don't know.
You're closer.
He will be.
Closer, yeah.
He's going to be a coach when he's done playing...
I guess he plays for the Timberwolves.
No, he's way too short there. For that.
Up and slow. No,
and slow.
Not slow. No, he's not that slow.
He plays for the Minnesota Wild, and this is his wife, Carly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Carly's
well, nice
just adorable.
Nice
she's an American treasure, and Jason Zucker is one of Meat Sauce's A-list friends. But you could be one of his A-list friends if you want as well.
I'm also not that big into hockey, though. Like, I'm starting to get
totally
into
understand.
It. But
he went to Denver.
The South. Did he really?
He did. He went to Denver.
Awesome.
Not that you really care, because you only spent a couple of weeks in Denver, but sure.
Right,
you went to Northern Colorado
to
then, too.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But
so that's more than a couple
Denver,
of weeks.
So I figured,
good point.
Let's find common ground.
I'm kind of getting into hockey as we speak, because when I got to... Being from the South is just not a big deal down there.
Right.
So when I went to... Denver, you know, all my friends would talk about it, and it was kind of something. The Avalanche was a big deal, so
sure.
I'm getting into watching it a little bit more, but that's probably why, you know, I wouldn't know.
So. Well, just hang out with Jason Zucker and Meat Sauce. Maybe you'll get to know the Wild.
Golf.
Do I? Not enough to know anything. I go out there and hit around a little bit.
I like you more and more by the moment. Bacon, don't like golf. Yeah. This is the best.
One more question. Why are you the number one? You're number one in my heart, but just it's a number you don't see a lot.
That's your number on your jersey, yes. Right.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's a number that you don't see a lot, so it's just something that when I was picking a number, the Denver Broncos gave me an option of 1 through 5, and it was a number that I hadn't seen a lot, and I just wanted to kind of make it my own. So,
sweet.
When I moved here to Minnesota, it was still available, so I just decided to roll with it.
Yeah. So you went undrafted, though, correct?
I did.
Is that what you thought was going to happen?
Hold on, say that one more time, Corey.
Watch this. This is how this works, Kyle.
This is how we do this, Kyle. Be cool.
So you went undrafted, right?
Wilson!
Was that what was supposed to happen, or what was your camp or your agent telling you that was the most likely scenario?
Yeah, no, in the beginning, after my senior year, I mean, I really didn't know it was going to happen. I figured that I played wide receiver for 4 years in my college career, and, you know, for the fifth one, played quarterback, and I just, you know, I didn't really think that teams would be that interested in a guy that, you know, at the FCS level had only started 1 year at quarterback. So, you know, I thought about taking a job and just calling it quits and taking a job with a financial advising firm in Atlanta, Ashford Advisors. And, you know, I got my first call from the Buffalo Bills after the season and decided that, you know, maybe I should take a longer look at it and decided to go through my pro day and all that good stuff. And, you know, after my pro day, that was kind of my coming out party, and performed really well there, and then had some teams start to come after me and start to talk to me a little bit more on the phone, put me through the interview process and all that good stuff. And it was just a blessing to have the opportunity that, you know, people, you know, might want to take a chance on me. But I didn't, towards the end, I thought that I had a fifth round grade by a couple people, but, you know, being undrafted, or it didn't really matter to me. I just liked the, I wanted the opportunity to show what I could do. So that's all that really mattered.
So go back a little further with this real quick, because I was looking up some stuff on you during the break, and I stumbled upon an Instagram post you put up the day you got signed by the Vikings. And it said, in high school, they told me I'd never play college football. Once I got there, they told me I wasn't good enough to play quarterback. I had my scholarship taken. I transferred, and I lost a quarterback battle twice. And then you got signed to the active 53. It sounds like this adversity is something that has fueled you throughout the years up until, you know, the NFL.
Yeah, no, I mean, the journey is definitely a part of me. You know, it's something that made me. I wouldn't trade the adversity for anything. It just really made me stronger. And, you know, I really thrive in situations where people tell me that, you know, I don't belong or I can't do something. And, you know, I wouldn't be here today without those people that told me that, because it really drove me and pushed me to become a better player and a better person. And, you know, I wouldn't trade those experiences for anything, like I said.
This is probably why you and I can't be friends, because I would have quit.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was definitely a thought in my mind. You know, my coach brought me in after my redshirt sophomore year, and I'd started games for him at wide receiver, and, you know, they had me at a starting spot all spring going into my junior year, and he brought me in right before my last final of the spring and told me that I wasn't good enough to play for him anymore.
Whoa.
So, you know, it wasn't a matter of... And
what a jerk.
Say it like that?
I hope he's listening.
What a Todd.
No, that's how he said it. And we actually played him this last week. So, played him. He's the offensive coordinator for Tampa Bay. So.
Well, I hate
Did you wave to him?
He approached me and told me that he was sorry and that he had messed up. And
he really?
Wow.
Well, yeah, he did.
That's big of him.
So, you know, that was kind of a moment that had fueled me right there for 3 years or so. So it was good to, you know, finally talk to him and show him that, you know, I belonged and that I made it. And it was just a cool moment for all that to happen. But
that's a hell of a story, dude.
Yeah.
And here he is. And again, you know what? Radco, your truck accessory pros. Thank you, Radco, for bringing us Vikings news. I should have done that already, but I didn't get a chance. And Carly, please jump in if you have anything you want to ask.
AJ took my question.
Damn you, AJ.
She's pregnant.
I raised my hand.
She's avoiding the donuts. Bacon over there.
Kyle seems like such a nice guy, but I feel like that post was, there's a little bit of a chip on your shoulder too. Like you seem super nice, but
yeah,
like there's a chip there.
No, there is. I mean, that's just what I play with. I try to be a good, respectable person at all times in my life, but I also, at the same time, I hear the people that tell me, you know, like I said one time, I've heard what everybody said. I may not have responded, but I don't forget about the things that people say. I may not respond, but I don't forget when people tell me that
you're like,
no, I'm not good enough. Because it's something that I just add to the fire. It's something that keeps me going. It's something that, you know, I like in my day-to-day life. I don't, you know, I've enjoyed being the underdog. It's just really pushed me that much harder.
I love that.
So if the quarterback had gotten hurt, Case Keenum had gotten hurt on Sunday, you would have played. And if you'd thrown a touchdown, would you have just stared at the offensive coordinator while the whole team celebrated? Because that's what I would have done.
Man, I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's hard to tell or hard to say what I would have done. It would have been something with the team, though, I would imagine, just because I'm excited. You know, it's not about, at the end of the day, it's not about Todd Monken or any of those people. You know, it's about, you know, your team. It's about the team, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have been a cool moment for sure. I was ready to go in. I was chomping at the bit. But at the same time, Case Keenum played a great game. And
killed it.
Absolutely killed it. And I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback play, but I mean, maybe Sam Bradford the first week. So we've had some pretty good quarterback performances here. But it's it was cool to watch. It was cool to watch him step into his own comfort
zone. Sauce, the guy that he's talking about, the guy's name is actually Todd.
Yeah, I knew that.
He's the guy's a real Todd. I've done some research.
He's an actual Todd.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He may be the Todd of Todd.
Sauce is not a big fan of Todds in general.
Well, and now I'm not, that I know that he cut my best friend.
Oh, you guys are best friends already?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. Yep.
They've already exchanged
really
numbers.
I'm sick of guys named Todd.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Thank you.
I think our guest is Kyle Sloter, and he is your backup quarterback right now for your Minnesota Vikings. Number one, not only on the team, but number one in your hearts as well. And he's come in as a surprise guest just to kind of hang out because he didn't really know hardly anybody else, and he didn't have anything better to do, basically. And he brought us bacon. So
thought it was the day that girls coming in.
yeah, he thought, have you ever heard of Antia Utgard?
Utgard.
Have I? No, I haven't.
You might want to come back next Monday at 8 o'clock.
Just drop in next Monday. Yeah.
Just Monday at 8, just as an idea.
Okay.
Just an idea.
You're a married guy? You're single? What's going on with you?
I'm not married, and I'm single, yep.
Asking for a friend.
Come back
like
in Monday.
18. He's not married.
Yeah. Asking for a friend.
Stay here. Stay as long as you can.
Yeah.
What movie was that again? That's
Billy Madison.
That is, yeah.
Oh, you like Billy Madison?
I love all Adam Sandler movies. All
right, here we go.
Do you know Nick Swartzen?
I do, yeah.
One of Sauce's A-list buddies.
Oh,
I don't
know.
Like him. Would you like to meet him?
He actually tweeted at me. He told me that he was my best friend once I signed with the Vikings. So that's the one.
Well, he's my best friend, so we have a lot in common.
Kyle, you need to start rolling with Meat Sauce. He'll show you the ropes of the Twin Cities.
A lot of people told us we wouldn't amount to anything. They were wrong about you, right about me.
You guys are bonding in heaven.
Yeah.
Kyle, if you want to hang out with Sauce today, he's got a 4-hour nap on deck, and then after that, who knows?
Waiting for one of my A-list friends to call and pay for something for me to do.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, we didn't mention that, Kyle. You do have to pay for essentially every activity you and Meat Sauce do together.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You will be picking up the check, but he is a great time.
You know, speaking of that, Kyle, is it weird to have everybody in America know how much money you make?
It is a little bit.
Yeah, I bet.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess I've grown up knowing what all the NFL players made, so I don't know. I guess now that I'm there, it's a little bit weird.
It's a good problem to have.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's like, my gosh, he makes so much money. Like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Hey, good for
Meat
you.
Meat Sauce knows how much he can ask for.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This is who we're
his percentage is.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, maybe I will come back.
Yep.
I might not leave till Monday.
Everyone's just camping out.
And the exact opposite side of that, Mark Rosen will be here in just a few minutes. Now, he is a legend in the Twin Cities, but really, if you know. You will be paying for everything if you go out with him. So
just
be real careful. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
But he is a major roller in the Twin Cities community. So you get to know everybody.
Iconic Twin Cities sports broadcaster. When you think sports and TV, you think Mark Rosen. So, mm-hmm. Kyle, this is a good person to know.
What kind of music do you like, Kyle?
The next couple of years.
Man, I like everything. I mean, I'm really listening to whatever's catchy, to be honest.
Buck Cherry?
You.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, do you like Buck Cherry? What was that?
You ever heard of Buck Cherry?
Buck Cherry?
Let's all go around the room quickly. Has he heard of any of our favorite bands?
Yes.
I bet there's almost 0% chance.
I bet he's heard of Paul's.
I bet he's heard of
Dave Matthews Band?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you do know Dave.
I am a fan.
Yes, Kyle, we are friends!
Do you know Buck Cherry?
My gosh, calm down.
You ever heard of Buck Cherry?
Do they sing that Sorry song?
Yes, they do!
Oh, my gosh!
Kyle, we are best friends!
I'm the only one that's
screwed here.
Yeah.
Have you heard of 311?
I have not.
Damn it! Well, I don't know if you knew this, Kyle, but 311 is the Beatles of rap rock.
311, the Beatles of rap rock.
See, John Oliver agrees.
Hey, what are you doing in October? When's that concert?
The 12th.
You want to go to a concert with us, Kyle?
Hey, sure.
Nah, that sounds great.
He's really enthusiastic about going to that show.
Hey, if it doesn't interfere, yeah.
311, the Beatles of rap rock.
Yeah, they're going to be here in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, I thought, by the way, I had a way for me to get out of the poker playing things.
What? Go on. Oh, yeah, you still have to do that.
I know. What if I go to that concert instead?
No.
No.
Come on.
No.
You actually like them.
Hey, Kyle, this is a big one, okay? Because we're split right down the middle on the show, and I haven't heard Carly's thoughts on this yet, but this is really going to determine whether you're one of the good guys or one of the bad guys, okay?
All right.
What are your thoughts on this song? Do you know this song, first of all?
Let's wait for it.
You have heard it.
Not yet.
Okay. This is "Look What You Made Me Do" by Taylor Swift.
Your thoughts? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Be honest. Be 100%
honest.
Be
completely honest.
Yeah.
We're just curious.
I mean, I don't feel like I've heard enough yet to be able to judge.
Don't jump to any hasty conclusions.
Yeah.
It could be a little catchy. I'll give it a thumbs up.
I can see you swaying your hips over there a little bit, so I'm liking that. I mean,
I'll give it a thumbs up.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get Butthead's thoughts.
Can you, Sauce, you want to delete Kyle's number?
Yeah.
Carly, what do you think of the song?
I do not like this song in any way, shape, or form.
Carly gets it. She's smart.
She is a sellout.
Yep.
Little auto tune and a.
Kyle, you could have looked over at the offensive coordinator and said, "Oh, look what you made me do. You made me hang half a hundred on your team. What do you think of that?"
Yeah, Case Keenum did that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Prism Research brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. AJ, what do we got in the 8 o'clock hour?
Rosie will join us. Carly's sticking around. Sloter's sticking around. We're going to give away those Alan Jackson tickets, and we'll get to Fan 5 at 8:05. That's your Lexus lineup, brought to you by Lexus of Wyzetta, Lexus of Maplewood.
Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan right after this. The world moves on another day,
another drama. Fan. Hey, come out and join me, AJ Mansour, at Cub Wine and Spirits in Stillwater from 4 to 6 p.m. this Friday, September 29th, for your chance to win $100 and learn how you can win a trip for two to Las Vegas, presented by Sam Adams. Details, kfan.com, keyword events.
Well, we spent the entire commercial break basically questioning why baseball exists and why Mark Rosen has to go to New York on Monday. He's not real thrilled about that.
No, well, actually, I am thrilled about that.
Nah, you were pretty pissed.
No, actually, I wasn't at all. You just made up
revisionist
everything
history.
You know what?
Once again...
Carly, can you please tell us what really happened?
Did he not just say, "What time is Antia coming in on Monday?" I said, 8 o'clock. He said, "Are you sure you can't make her come in on like Tuesday or Wednesday?"
Children.
Nice angels hat.
I do not like to be put in the middle of this, but Rosie, we all know where your heart lies.
That is correct. It's not with
you, dear.
Yeah.
No, fixing with you.
With Carly. Yeah. With
the beaver. Yeah. By the way, I have your security card that you left at your house.
Oh, thank you for bringing that.
No problem. Adorable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kyle, Mark Rosen. Mark Rosen, Kyle Sloter.
We're just talking. He's a big dude, man. He's...
I'm 6'5", but he might be 6'6".
Barely. No, it's about right, but you're 23 years old.
Well, one of you can chuck that pigskin.
One of you can throw the ball across the parking lot.
One of you cannot.
One can drive and go pick it up.
I try.
That's great to see him. That's great to have you in town.
Sounds like it, Rose.
It
sounds like a real priest.
God, you guys suck.
Thank you.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to see you, buddy. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. I'm
glad to be here.
Hey, Kyle?
Yes, sir.
Is Northern Colorado in North Colorado?
It's kind of, it is in the northern half, but it's kind of somewhere in the middle. It's about 45 minutes north of Denver. So,
oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Denver is one of the best cities in America.
Period.
Yeah.
It just is.
It was cool. I had a fun time there. You know, I learned a lot about the culture and got to meet a lot of people and really enjoyed my time. But
did you go to Red Rocks?
I did. Yeah, I went there a couple times.
What'd you see? Who'd you see?
I just saw a music festival, like a day long. So I saw a bunch of people.
Buck Cherry?
I did not.
No,
I think
he's gonna play.
No, I think
just a badass venue.
No, Who was it? Marshmallow was there.
DJ
guy.
Marshmallow's sweet.
And he was actually, I was with the Broncos then, and I was number one, and he was wearing number one Broncos jersey. Didn't have my name on it, of course, but that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's awesome.
Real dumb question, but just based on how far we saw Jameis Winston throw it on Sunday, even though he left it short and Trey Waynes picked it off, how far do you think you could throw a football? Like flat-footed?
Man, flat-footed? 50? You're talking about just like...
60?
Just standing.
Just chucking it. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be accurate.
Just pure arm strength.
Am I stepping into it? Or
sure.
If I'm stepping into it, probably close to 70, but...
Holy cow.
What?
If I'm not stepping into it, probably like 55.
Nice.
70 yards.
Prove it. Yeah. Let's do
like
it.
A half a mile.
Yeah. I think it's been around 68 if we're getting technical.
Well, anytime they need a Hail Mary, they could just throw you out there and wing it at the end. Maybe yeah. 69.
Back in 82, Mark,
I'd do it.
I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Yep. Napoleon Dynamite reference.
There. Right on.
What is your favorite movie of all time, Kyle Sloter?
Man. Jeez, I don't even know. I'm a big comedy guy. Mm-hmm. I kind of like Dumb and Dumber, to be honest with you.
I was just on cable the other day. Yep. Man.
Which means if you're 23, that movie came out like in 95 or 96. So you were like 1 or 2 years old when that film came out.
Well, that was my dad's favorite movie, so he made sure I saw it a couple hundred times.
All right, here's the great question. Here's the great question. Kyle, off the top of your head, and maybe you don't know because I'm not quite sure I know the ballpark. How old is your dad?
My dad is 54.
He was younger than me.
No.
My son's 23. All right.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you, Kyle?
I'm 23.
Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, wow. You could be Kyle's dad.
Are you?
How come Alex isn't chucking that pigskin for Vikings?
No, he
has other talents.
Yes, he does.
He does.
He likes computer games. That's what he does.
Yes. Okay.
He only codes them. That's what he does, which is fun.
That's a great talent.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah. So, again, Carly Zucker is here. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
It's good to see you. Mark Rosen is over there, too.
Good morning.
Our new friend, Kyle Sloter, the backup quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. I'll just call you quarterback from here on. I think it sounds detrimental to you to say backup quarterback, just quarterback.
There you go. That works.
You're an NFL player, which is pretty sweet. When you were brought into the Broncos, did you get to spend much time with John Elway? Because there aren't many people in the world you'd like to learn from at quarterback than John Elway.
Yeah, I mean, I got to spend a little bit of time with him. He's a really busy guy. He's all over the place. He travels a lot. So, he's not around like a coach would be. But, when you're passing him in the hallway or you have a question or anything like that, I mean, who better to ask than John Elway? I mean, there's nobody that you'd rather learn from as a quarterback than... John Elway. I mean, he's like one of the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady. So, I had a really cool experience and a unique experience with him in the building. And, I hadn't met him quite yet a couple weeks into me being there just because he was off doing his own stuff. And I walked up to him and saw him, and I thought I should introduce myself. And he knew my name before I could introduce myself, which was kind of cool. And obviously, he brought me there. So, you figure that that's probably the case, but it was just cool for me. It was cool for me.
It's John Elway.
You idolize the guy, and for a guy like that to know your name, it's pretty cool.
I don't know if you guys talked about it. I'm sorry, go ahead, Carly.
No, ladies first. Rosie, you do not interrupt her first.
You know what?
What are you doing?
He saw me start talking, and then he decided to jump in. I'm so sorry, Carly.
Yeah, he's too busy trying to find out how we can jinx the Twins.
I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Shut up.
It was, no. I was just going to follow up with that and say, is there a moment that you remember with him, or is there any advice that he did give you?
I would say the moment that I remember specifically is the game that I started, the last preseason game. He just came up to me, shook my hand, and told me to be myself, that I didn't need to go out there and do anything special, that, doing what I do best is good enough to get the job done. And he just told me that, when the bullets start flying, just – be yourself.
And what do you say after you threw 5 interceptions?
Yeah.
In that game. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm sure you had a great game.
And that was the crazy thing about Kyle's preseason, right? It's weird when you're trying out for a team, you're fighting for a squad, and then you basically tear it up in the preseason like you did, and they still say there's just not space on this team for you, right? So is it weird to perform really well and still not get to the goal of getting on that team? Now, you ended up getting... offered an opportunity to stay there, and like you said, picked the Minnesota Vikings instead. But still, is it weird to get waived after you kind of kill it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit. I mean, I had heard rumors from people within the organization that I had made it, and they had a meeting. I found out that I was on the 53 and I was their backup guy. But then Brock Osweiler became available from the Browns, and that was the most logical decision in their mind to go and get a guy that had been there and played within the system with Mike McCoy, and had experience in games. So, you know, there's no hard feelings there. You know, I wish things, you know, had worked out. I'm happy to be here and happy to have the opportunity. And I think that this is going to ultimately be better for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be here in the Twin Cities, but, you know, it was a little disappointing at the time, but that's just the side of it that nobody sees, that it's a business side. You know, it's numbers, and, you know, it's all about experience at the end of the day. It's funny because people want experience, but nobody wants to give experience. So that's just how the business works. You have to kind of get lucky and playing a few games, and that's just how it goes.
It doesn't sound like Elway was real happy about having you end up in Minnesota. I'm sure of that. It's just the way the business works, as you say. I don't know if you guys talked about it, but you also have a relationship with one of John Elway's contemporaries, the legendary Brett Favre.
Yeah,
from Southern Miss.
Yeah, what? No, I knew
Brett
him.
Favre?
Yeah, I knew him for he was really good friends with Ellis Johnson, who was our head coach at the time in 2012 at Southern Mississippi, and he obviously still lives down there, and he's a big part of Southern Miss football. So
he'd stop by once in a while.
Yeah, he would stop by. He would sling it around with us on the field. He talked to us a couple times. He'd sit in on our quarterback meetings and help out when he could. But that guy has the best arm I've ever seen.
Really,
at 42 years old, I think he was when I was.
And what year was that? When
2012.
Okay, this is 2 years after he retired then.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember being about 50 yards away, and he threw the ball, and it didn't get above my head for 50 yards. Jeez. Like, he just threw it on a rope. Yeah. Like, he has the best arm I've ever seen of anybody still playing, or, you know.
He could probably still do it today.
Probably so. I mean, yeah, he's in pretty good shape. I'm not going to lie.
Did you keep that football?
Did I keep that football? I probably should have at the time. I didn't think about it. I was starstruck. I was catching a pass from Brett Favre. But,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, I didn't keep it, unfortunately.
Yes.
Oh. Let's talk some sports, Alex, man.
Yeah, we got other sports to talk.
Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com brings you Fan 5 as they do every day in the 8 o'clock hour because Continental Diamond just kicks ass.
They rule. I love them. Thank
They're
you
the
for
best.
Helping me out, everybody.
Eight straight
down
years,
there.
Best
I like your necklace hockey.
Thank you very much. I'm not wearing it, but my wife is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's her birthday present.
So you guys have a necklace you share?
No, no.
This is really odd.
Yeah, you have one.
Along with the purses.
No, I do.
And
yeah.
The skirts.
No, my and underwear. My wife actually got a nice necklace for her birthday.
Oh.
So not the same one that you normally wear.
Was it made of pearl?
Okay, Carly. Class it up.
Listen, Carly, come on. You know what, Kyle? I apologize for her.
So sorry, Kyle.
I apologize for her. I mean, she always takes it there.
The Minnesota Wild are at Dallas tonight at 7:30. Three preseason games to go for Jason Zucker, Kyle, who plays hockey, and the Minnesota Wild. Tonight, then you have Thursday at St. Louis. Then you have home against the Dallas Stars on Saturday. The season opener for the Wild next Thursday at Detroit. Carly, your squad, three games on the road to start the season. Their home opener isn't until October 14th. When Royal Blood's next door at Roy Wilkins.
And they have some weird breaks again in the start of the season.
Mark!
I don't like it.
Yeah,
Mark,
it's a weird schedule.
Laughing?
Yeah.
It's a weird schedule.
I'll be there to take you to the hospital in case
Jason's
on the road. Don't worry about it.
I have you on speed dial.
I know you do.
No way creepy, Rosie.
Well, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Just being helpful, yeah.
What if you're in New York watching a baseball game when Auntie is in studio and Carly goes into labor?
I know, I'm in big trouble. Big trouble.
You could have been the hero.
That would be a little early if it's next Monday or Tuesday. It's a little early for Carly.
She's ready.
I'm ready. Yeah.
She's ready.
Let's go.
You're going to miss it all, Mark.
I know. Me so horny.
Mark!
But you don't do this.
Mark,
what
are you
Kyle,
saying?
What's the matter
Stop
with you?
Stop saying that around Kyle.
My apologies.
A young guy.
Like, you got horny one and horny two on your right and left in there. My apologies.
Kyle needs to know what this is all about.
Doughy doesn't.
Okay?
No, he doesn't.
We're not easing him.
I told him I warned him.
Doughy doesn't.
He's going to go back to hang out with Vikings, you know, hang out with his Vikings friends, and he's going to be like, yeah, I did this radio show. He's like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what it was.
Very
I say that every morning when I leave here.
The one guy kept hitting on me. He is a massive head.
The Cowboys last night won 28-17 over the Cardinals. You guys heard over there?
I know.
Dak Prescott, 183 yards and a couple of touchdowns, also ran one in. Carson Palmer threw for 325 yards. 149 of those went to Larry Fitzgerald Jr. He also had a touchdown. Cowboys 2-1. Cardinals 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dallas got on track a little bit finally last night. Well, we're happy for him.
In the second half.
Yeah, in the second half.
How did Larry Fitzgerald do?
He did really well. I know you had your fantasy football team. You're very happy about that.
I got one point.
Yeah, thanks for coming to Randall's last night.
I did.
Yeah,
I walked right past you.
Yeah, who did you go sit with?
My attorney and the Beezer, his lovely bride.
Yeah.
The Twins did not play yesterday, but if they win today against the Cleveland Indians, you can go to PapaJohns.com tomorrow and type in the promo code TWINSWIN. But good news for the Twins. The White Sox won 4-2 over the Angels, so the Twins' magic number... Okay, well then why am I even talking?
Right.
The Twins' magic number is 2.
2.
2. The Twins are at the Indians tonight, 6-10 Cologne versus Tomlin.
Hey, Kyle, you like baseball?
Love baseball.
Were
big
you good
break.
At it? Good,
was I?
Yeah.
I was on a good team. I couldn't hit, though. I was more of a fielder, so
right.
I'm not going to lie.
You could have been a pitcher. Throw the ball that...
I never pitched. They never
let
me pitch.
That's weird. It's a translation from...
Played shortstop and center and never pitched. Wow.
What about basketball? Any? No?
Oh, I love basketball. That's the sport that I actually love the most.
Now we're talking.
So, yeah.
Who's your favorite team?
On the Minnesota Timberwolves and the big cat, Karl-Anthony Towns.
You say what's my thoughts on...
Yeah, just in general.
Oh, I mean, I think he's an up-and-coming star. I mean, I think he's going to be great. And they have such a young team. I've been telling people for a while, you know, before I came here that... It's a matter of time before they take off. I mean,
yes, that is the correct answer.
Yeah, it is.
This is the year.
This is
spend
the
your nights
year.
Down at
is
Target
that right,
Center.
Carly? Yeah. Is it really? Because I don't believe these guys at all anymore.
Who,
they keep
what?
Telling me
yeah,
that.
Who
they keep
the
telling me
first?
Bills are good.
Well, who wins the title first and why? The Vikings or the Timberwolves?
Or the Wild.
Man, who are the Wild?
A sticky situation.
Which is the hockey team.
I feel like I'm obligated to go to the Vikings.
I know. I heard you talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know hockey, but I feel like I'm obligated to go with the Vikings.
The Wolves are the correct answer. They're going to win the next 4 titles in a row.
And now that we're friends, Kyle, you are now friends with the Avengers group that I have established. So will also hang out with Kyle or Carl.
No, that's Kyle.
Oh, my God.
He's Kyle.
You're just short-circuiting it again. Every now and again,
you've got
to
defrag
him.
Kyle
Rudolph
is also
on a side.
But you know Kyle. You play with Kyle.
I do know Kyle. He's a great guy.
He's one of my besties.
We love him.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, do you like Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Yes.
All right, we're best friends.
The correct answer also.
All right, it's going to break.
I just came back from a lovely trip
along
the Milky Way.
Doesn't it?
Hey, if we're trying to figure out if we're going to be friends with Kyle forever, can we ask one more question before break quickly?
Sure, go ahead.
Kyle, you ever seen the CBS show Bull?
I have not.
You and I are best friends.
Are we doing the NBA bit with Hogsley?
Oh, damn it, I forgot to do that.
Thank God. No, we're not doing it, because we got many guests in
here. All right, the Power Trip Morning Show. Kyle, you can hang out for a while, right? You going anywhere? No? Kyle Sloter, Mark Rosen, Carly Zucker, and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Is coming to town. He's a-making the list. He's a-checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and who's nice. Santa Claus is a-coming to town.
Everybody sing.
He sees when you're a-sleeping, and he knows when
stalling
you're
stalling as
awake.
We wait on sauce to make it into the
he
other room.
He knows if you've been bad
and he's looking for
so good,
for goodness sake. Take your time, sauce. Nobody's in a hurry.
Better watch out, and you
better not cry,
hey,
sauce. You better not cry. Are you ready over there?
Telling you why.
Yes!
Still feel.
Join Corey Cove and Justin Gard at Halston Entertainment in Minneapolis on Monday, October 9th for a Monday night football party to see the Purple play Chicago. There will be food, drinks, prizes, and more. Details, kfan.com, keyword events. It's going to be fun. When was that again? Say that again. Can you read that whole thing one more time quick? Something about Gerdy and I doing something at Halston. Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He doesn't want to read it twice.
I don't know what's going on.
Monday night football for Gerdy and I in, what, a week and a half?
I'm sorry, Sauce was doing weird things to me over
no,
there.
No, you just grabbed my hand and put it on your Johnson. Sorry, you're Harry and the Hendersons.
Please, I would never do that. Kyle Sloter, I would never do something like that. And I don't know why he talks like that. I wonder why everybody's so dirty. My apologies.
I blame Rosie.
And Kyle, do you know it's weird? Because now that you're a fan and a friend here of the Power Trip Morning Show, we have to openly cheer for Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, and Teddy Bridgewater to never play football again. So this can just be your team. So then we can say we're friends with the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, right?
Hey, I appreciate it, but I'm a team player.
No, but that's you.
I mean,
you say the right things.
Let's pretend the mics are off.
Right, you say the right things. You do the right things, but we can actively cheer for their failures. So we can climb the ladder with you, and then Sauce can have another A-list friend.
Hey, there you go.
All right, so good luck.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, I like you, but I like Case Keenum as well.
Yeah.
And,
he's
you know,
a great guy.
Good dude.
Yeah,
right?
Well, where is he?
Yeah. He's busy.
Oh, well, Kyle's not. Kyle's got time
it's
for
our
us.
It's day off, so Kyle, he could be here if he wanted
he
to.
He definitely,
no,
Case could have come in.
You know what? Case is early in his life, and he doesn't have babies to take care of yet or a wife or anything like that.
You mean
so,
Kyle?
You Kyle.
That's what I meant.
I think Case
what did I say? Kyle's married to his childhood sweetheart, I do believe. Good man. Like him a lot.
Wait,
who are you?
I'm not. No, Case. Case.
What is the matter with you?
I'm single.
I think Chris is drunk.
Oh, you're single. Well,
drunk yet.
I am. Yep.
What?
Yep.
You know what I meant.
No.
No. Nobody.
You're talking about
no.
Kyle being married. Kyle's not married.
I'm too excited about Bull tonight to actually talk to you guys tonight. I can't wait to watch that show.
It's a great
Rosie,
show.
It's a great show.
Rosie's
I'm wearing his
fraud.
Glasses right now.
Those are very Bull-like.
So I decided to get the dark glasses.
Did you go in and
are
say, can I get
new?
Bull's eyewear?
Yes.
Because they
last
look great.
New.
And I knew
Thank
something
you.
Was different about
you. I love you,
came,
Carly.
You came in with just an air about you.
I really did.
It looked good.
Came, yeah,
thanks,
do
thanks
look really
Kyle.
Good. Sharp.
Thank you.
Jazzed up your look. Is that for Monday?
Intelligent looking.
Oh,
I'm not going to be here Monday.
Okay. Why not?
You're so mad.
Why don't we wait?
I would have found a reason. I'm not here on Monday mornings. I would have found many reasons.
We all
There's
know
two reasons.
You would have found a couple of reasons to come in on Monday.
Well, now apparently I'll be on an airplane for. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. This is the first time in your life you regret getting an early flight.
You're right. Correct.
Rosie, stop laughing.
Don't laugh.
Just laughing myself.
But see, well, but again, we're trying to. You buy low and then you sell high.
Right? Correct.
We're hoping big things for Kyle Sloter down the road, so then we can say,
absolutely.
Hey, we know Kyle.
We know
Sloter.
How it works.
We're having Antia on Monday.
It's a public service.
Maybe she's going to come back later when she's
doing?
A megastar, Mark, uh-huh. and you uh-huh. won't be friends uh-huh. with her,
I
and we
is,
will be.
This is. I can't wait to. Podcast it? Is that what
oh, yeah, we're going
to
podcast right. it. Sure. Right. The whole show
can
will
I
be downloadable.
To it in New York?
You sure can. You can. The radio app is what you could do.
I could.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I get it on the plane? Probably
Why don't you
not.
Do some Google research?
Can you get that camera up? What's
AJ will help set it up.
Take a wireless cam.
We'll put AJ into this.
Right. Hey, Kyle Sloter, now that I know what I'm talking about again and I'm not defragging myself anymore, I'm completely back with us all here. What's your favorite video game?
Honestly, I don't play video games.
For God's
sake. What a man.
I like this guy.
I wish I had raised you as a son instead
Kyle.
Of my son.
I like
no.
you. Oh, that's a terrible thing to say, but I like this. I like this
guy
Kyle, more.
Thanks for coming in, man. Good luck to Case Keenum and the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday.
I haven't grown up yet. I understand that.
I like it. I like it.
23 years old and doesn't play a video game.
He's busy.
What do you do? Go outside?
He's a professional
football player. Talk to people? Have friends?
My thing about video games was, like, when I was a kid, like, I would spend a lot of time, like, probably between the ages of, like, 13 and 15, like, spend a lot of time on these video games.
Yes. Keep going.
You beat the video game, and it's like, what have I done with my life?
You beat a game!
Yes. You know what?
You
know?
That's what right. do you mean? So you accomplished something. See, it was problem solving. It was There's puzzles involved. There's strategy. Hand-eye
right.
coordination.
Yeah. Words always wanted
it's
to
accomplished.
Hear from my
I will I just... say, though, that the one game I can play over and over, like, still to this day, and I got to get my GameCube or my N64 is Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Sure, one of the all-time greats.
That's a go-to game.
You should try Breath of the Wild on the Switch.
Yeah,
Hogsy has flights. One. He'll give it to you.
He will. He'll give it to you.
I don't know where it's at right now. It's somewhere.
Great game.
It's a masterpiece.
When was the last time you played
it? I don't even know where it's at. I just said I really don't know where it's at.
I like that Kyle has priorities.
Yeah, me too.
He's a mature young man.
But I'm surprised you haven't asked him the real question. I would have assumed you would have asked him, do you believe that dinosaurs...
Oh, sure.
I feel like you have a few follow-up questions.
Yeah, I think we assume that. I mean,
what? Kyle, Earth flat or round?
Round.
Thank you.
Are you 100% sure? Because meat sauce isn't 100%.
I'm 100.
You're 100% sure?
100.
Yes. Dinosaurs, your thoughts.
My thoughts on it?
Yeah, just dinosaurs in general.
On dinosaurs.
Do they exist? Did they exist?
Did they exist?
Are they a hoax? What's your take on dinosaurs?
I mean, I've never found one, so I don't know. I've never found one in the ground, but I feel like they're there, so I'm going to go with yes. I feel like dinosaurs are a real thing.
We like them.
Great. Yeah.
Kyle,
I like
you. The guy behind you, not me, the guy, Chris Hockey, he's into zombie porn.
That's accurate.
No.
He's dabbled.
No. I am not. You know what? They're going to try to turn you against me, Kyle. Don't let them do it.
And old
people. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's not
Thank
happen.
You. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you very much. What's your favorite kind of fast food?
Man, you guys were talking about Canes on here.
Yeah! Oh, Raising Cane's, Kyle. Let's party.
You
and me.
Discovered that place.
We should be blood brothers.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Honestly,
roll
are you
Cane's.
Willing to cut your hand right now? Because I will. We are like soulmates, and I don't even believe in those.
What do you mean? I thought I was your soulmate.
See, but you're from the South, and Cane's dominates the South, right? Raising Cane's is all over the place in the South. Good call.
It's actually it is, but it's not. I wish it was a bigger thing because we don't have one in Atlanta.
What?
Yeah,
place is a prison.
They're in Mississippi. They're in Louisiana. They're like
college campuses, right? That's where they kind of exploded. Mm-hmm. Right?
What is the thing? Then, like, what
in
is
Atlanta?
The,
What is
Ludacris?
The main chain? Like the Canes of the In and Out or the In and Out of the West Coast? Like
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Oh, okay.
That would be good. Well, because it started in Atlanta.
They're right? Waffle Fries right?
Waffle Fries.
Chick-fil-A started in Atlanta, Coca-Cola. So those are two big things.
I've never been to Chick-fil-A.
Really? What?
Is that never right? In my life.
You haven't lived.
Serious? Wow.
That's snow canes. That's
Do we have a Chick-fil-A here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a couple. The guy across from you, Kyle, and I spent the night outside of one for free sandwiches. You can tell.
You did?
Yeah. I told them I was doing charity work. They believed it.
He really did. That is not a joke.
Then they called and somebody tweeted a picture of me laying in a tent. I'm serious. Yeah.
It's true.
I was told them I was doing charity work, and about 7:30, my disguise was given up. Paddled on.
That makes me so happy.
There's nothing better than a chicken biscuit.
Oh, Kyle! It's the best fast food sandwich on the planet.
It is. Yes, and everybody Kyle, tries to replicate besties. It. It's not. It's just not the same.
You guys are literally getting closer.
Can
as
I have
we
tickets
here?
To Sunday's game, Kyle?
I've actually got to give those to somebody. But,
that's not an excuse.
No, you'll be sitting up in the press box again. Don't worry about it. With your new best friend, AJ.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he
I thought you were talking to Kyle for a second.
I'm
talking, I'm looking at Sauce over there.
Yeah, I thought you were looking at Kyle.
What is wrong with you, Josie?
No, you'll be sitting in the press box. You're not playing.
That's what
Well, that's where the hockey players go all the time.
Right.
They're not playing.
You're mean.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just telling you. That
Jason doesn't sit in the press box.
No, I know he doesn't sit in the press box.
Well, he spent a lot of time there once upon a time.
Jeez.
Oh,
wow. Well,
shots fired.
Public knowledge.
Yeah, he did at one point.
Yeah.
Now he's on a high-flying scoring line.
He is.
Correct.
That's all they do is put in goals.
Yeah. And handsome.
Hey, and he's very handsome.
He's very handsome.
A lot of tattoos.
Yeah. A lot of tattoos.
Like our guest, Kyle Sloter. Very handsome man as well. Kyle, when you are you intimidated by Coach Zimmer the way I am at all?
No. I mean, he's a really down-to-earth guy to me. I mean, I enjoy being around him. He's kind of quiet, so he's not like a, I don't know. He's just a quiet by nature person. I don't really find that intimidating. I just think that he is all business and he's serious when he is talking.
Yeah.
I notice, I don't know if it's a rule. I meant to ask, but in our team meetings, like, we're not necessarily talking about X's and O's, but everybody has a notepad out and is writing stuff down. I don't know if he got on somebody one time for not writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he's a big, attention to detail guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
right.
I noticed that, and I just took out my notepad and just started writing words that he was saying. I didn't know if I was going to get yelled at for just sitting there because he wasn't even saying anything like, you know, what we need to do this week or anything like that. He's like, we got lunch at 12:30 and
so you wrote that down.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, everybody else is writing 12:30 lunch. So I guess I'm writing that down.
Drew a picture of a chicken and biscuit.
Yeah, yeah.
Had you mastered the pet trimmer?
What direction you're headed.
It's not Monday at 8 o'clock yet, Mark.
Have you ever used the word mastered before in a context other than what a hawk does four times a day?
Jeez.
I didn't say a word. Four times,
mastered,
I wish.
The playbook before.
Oh, man. I think Robin Williams is a question for you, Rosie.
No, I'm not playing that. I'm not.
Had you memorized the playbook to your satisfaction, to Pat Shermer's satisfaction before last week, for instance, that you would be able to?
See you on Monday. See you on Monday, Mark. Mark's out of here. He's off to New York.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the playbook, I mean, I felt like I put a lot of hours into it. For me, it's week to week because I haven't been there for the install. I wasn't there for that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know like the day one plays, but I'm learning like the day seven plays. So I'm like jumping right into the middle of things. And then when I have time, I try to go back and relearn everything. But I'm learning the game plan week to week. So I know like by the time like tomorrow when we go out to practice, I won't know any of the plays. And then I got to go home, study.
Interesting.
And then by the time Thursday rolls around, I've watched it enough and seen it enough that I feel like I could go out and do it. So I'm learning everything week to week basis.
I'm sorry, Rose. Dumb question though. How much is it a huge difference from playbook to playbook? Like, is there anything that transfers from the Broncos to the Vikings?
I mean, there's little things that, you know, take place that, you know, the NFL guys from place to place will prefer you to do over, like, say, a college system. So, you know, that helps just being having the experience of playing in preseason games and being in a different system. I mean, there are things that translate, you know, as far as progression and what you can and can't do on the NFL field. But it's a West Coast system. In Denver, we categorized everything by name. So we didn't use any numbers in our offense in Denver, whereas here they use numbers to describe the routes. And, you know, there's just different protection calls. It's really just terminology. I have to flush everything out of my brain that I learned for 5 months in Denver.
It's crazy.
Wow.
And try to relearn. Because sometimes it'll be the same term, it'll just mean something different. So
that sucks. That's
part of the, you know, the process that I'm going through. But I feel like it's coming well. And, you know, here in a couple weeks, this last game, I came off the field, and the first thing I told Coach was, you know, I felt incredible. That was the first time I've been here where I really felt incredible about all the play calls, and I knew exactly what I needed to take care of on.
I mean, it does come down. No one knows what's going to happen with Bradford this week again, that you have to be ready.
Yeah.
To go and a moment's notice if for whatever reason something happens with Case for has to leave the field for two plays.
Yeah, no, it's been kind of a whirlwind. You know, I haven't taken, and something that people probably don't know is that I've been here, but I haven't taken any reps in our offense yet. So because what happens is that, like, when Sam was the starter, he took all of the first team reps. So in a given practice, he's going to take every single rep. And then when so we would go against a scout team defense. When it's the first string defense's turn to get their look against whatever team we're playing that week, scout team comes on. And then the second string quarterback goes and takes those. So he's doing something so he can stay a little bit loose, so he's not standing around for a week. So it would be Sam Bradford, then Case Keenum. So for the whole first week, I didn't even touch the field. So now I'm getting those. Now I've bumped up one. Because Sam's hurt, Case is taking all the first team reps, and he's getting all of our reps in our offense. And then I'm taking last week I was Tampa Bay, so I was Jameis Winston for the entire time. So I haven't even taken a snap. So it's all right now. It's
interesting.
Yeah, I'm.
So you had to intentionally throw into triple coverage for 4 or 5
days.
Yeah.
One final segment with Kyle Sloter, Mark Rosen, and Carly Zucker, and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show right after this. The date, October 28th, the place, Target Center, Alan Jackson coming to town. And we want to send one lucky listener to Target Center to see Alan Jackson in concert. A pair of tickets on the line. Caller number 11, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326 right now.
Is that right? That's cool, man. Alan Jackson at Target Center? Carly, that's awesome, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be fun.
Carly's not a big country music fan.
Oh, that's not true at all.
I love country music.
Then it was weird the way you said that.
I used to go to WeFest.
See?
Used to.
I snuck up there. Sorry, parents.
Snuck up there?
When I was 16 years old.
With your Zima?
Yes. And my
Smirnoff Ice or something like that?
Still don't know that to this day.
Right. Well, they do now.
They do now.
Because Carol and Appy are listening. Right?
Appy. Yes. My mom, probably not. My dad, yes.
Whoa. Your mom doesn't listen to this show?
Sometimes.
What is she, my wife?
Yeah, she does not. No.
People listen to this show. What's wrong with them?
Yeah. I don't know.
Tell your mom to get her act together.
She does sometimes.
Viking,
just on Tuesdays,
Viking,
right?
Viking quarterback Kyle Sloter, will you listen to this show from now on?
I will.
Yes.
Yep. I had not.
I had not.
No, that's okay.
That's okay. We understand.
He's got the tone.
Every day now.
Well,
I really badly want to put him in a spot, but I'm not going to. I was going to ask him what he thought of the Vikings radio announcer, PA.
But he's probably never heard of him.
But he might be right behind him right now, and I don't want to put him in a bad spot.
No.
Do you know Paul Allen yet, the Vikings radio announcer, Paul Allen?
I don't.
Okay.
Have you met Mike Wabshaw yet from the Vikings Entertainment Network?
Jesus.
Have you met Wabby?
Yes. I have not.
Oh, they're the same person.
They are not.
Wabby's around Winter Park.
I love Wabby.
24 hours a day. He works there. You'll run into him.
Okay. He got me out of a bad spot last week. I like that guy.
Can I give you one piece of advice with Wabby?
Yeah.
If you give him your number, it's like Single White Female. A movie you're probably not familiar with because I'm dating myself. Point is he'll stalk you and probably murder you.
Yeah, you are later today.
According to Ramsey, yeah. You date yourself 4 times a day.
Apparently. Coach Mike Zimmer, why was Case Keenum so much better this past weekend?
You know, I think a lot of it had to do with, the timing of when he knew he was going to play, changing the plan. You know, I think he was confident going in, felt good about the plays. And then you got to give all the guys some credit. They executed. The offensive line, we ran the ball well. Cook had some really good runs. The offensive line blocked, protected well. We made some really good catches. You know, Thielen had a great catch. Diggs had a great catch. That's just how it goes. You know, it's like I say, it's week to week. We just, try and do the best we can each week.
You know, he left out, I edited out the part where he talked about Kyle Sloter pretending to be Jameis Winston, how much that helped the team.
That was critical.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It was critical. Nice job, Kyle.
Hey, yeah, I appreciate it. It was a fun week being Jameis.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
I'm proud of you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Minus the crab legs.
So you get to be Matt Stafford this week.
I do. I get to try to be.
Yeah.
So
what's it like having $100 million contract and man, the pride of Detroit?
It feels good, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Sweet. Good for you.
Can't feel bad.
Good for you, Matt. Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, what about your guy? Your guy tonight, what? Jason Zucker. Yeah. Your guy. Game
playing.
Four?
Is he's
it
playing?
Four or five now of the preseason? He's going to play tonight.
Yeah.
Three games
know.
To go.
I guess I don't know if that has been announced.
Yep.
Now it
is. Yeah. That's why the wild love when you're on here is just giving away company secrets. Who's starting in net, Carly? Who's injured? Who's injured way worse than the team will tell us?
Whoops. No, I'm sure they have said something. But yeah, so they play tonight in at
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah. No.
Yep. Couple out. Road games and they're back Saturday.
They do. I think they have three more games. They play in Kansas City.
Which one's
Thursday.
Kansas City? Oh, the Blues game is in Kansas City?
Yeah, they play in Kansas City.
Mm. They like to expose the game to different fans in preseason.
Kansas City is going to come out in droves.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they will.
No, I don't know. I'm sure they have a great
They have a great football team right now.
We can't even get you to the X, let alone them to
please,
Kansas City.
Kyle doesn't
don't
even
start.
Yeah. When was the last time you were there, Rosie?
Pretty much all of last season.
No.
When they were in the playoffs?
No.
I saw you the one time.
Kyle Sloter's
you know
been
because
in more wild games
than you. Every
time
I text you, don't answer my text messages.
Yeah, that's because your number's blocked. Ted Bundy?
Media, you have a job to do.
So do it.
I'll see you at noon, PJ. Relax.
What time will that be?
That'll be at noon. I just said that.
Yes. Where is that?
That's at Sensors in Roseville.
Sensors, Roseville. Mark Rosen, Mike Grimm, win a pie for it, PJ Fleck.
Correct.
I can't wait. Fries. When is that on noon?
Noon.
Yes. Kyle gets to take another hour off. That's all he do is
we
give
can't
Kyle more time off.
Hey, Kyle Sloter.
Yes.
Viking quarterback, new friend of the Power Trip Morning Show. Superman. High school quarterback? Did you play quarterback in high school?
I did. So I played quarterback, started playing quarterback around eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was running back before that and hit a growth spurt in middle school. I was 5'7" in eighth grade and then grew to 6'3".
Me too.
By the time I was a freshman in high school. So the course of like 8 months, it was really weird. So I got a little awkward with my body, so I couldn't play running back anymore, but I could still throw a ball. So kind of transitioned into that.
Can you dunk a basketball?
I can dunk.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how sweet is that?
How sweet is dunking?
Yeah. Is it badass? Because it looks so cool.
It must be awesome.
I mean, as a kid, I'm not going to lie. As a kid, it was something that I'd always dreamed of. And then once I was able to do it, like I would just go outside and dunk the ball for like hours.
Yeah. Sure.
What's it like to be able to touch the net, I guess, is what I'm asking. That would be super
Well, you
awesome.
Get on a footstool once in a while.
Without
Holly.
A ladder. Yeah, without a ladder. Yeah.
Well, it's been a pure delight to get to know you, Kyle Sloter.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys having me.
Come back in.
Yeah,
so much fun. Yeah, we hope you have great success.
Do you feel like you learned something being here?
I did.
Great.
I learned a lot about the radio business and how much fun you can have doing it. So you guys...
Thank you, Kyle. Yeah. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
I saw you eat a donut earlier. Are you a member of the donut club?
I'm not. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, this is a Christian's donut club.
What the hell?
They haven't invited him to the donut club yet. Uh-oh.
I'll find you a picture.
That's a bad sign Kyle's future.
You know what, Kyle? Have a donut. You're a part of our donut club. What do you think of them apples?
Yeah.
That's right.
Screw you, B-Rod and Harrison Smith and Aaron Sugarman.
They so exclusive.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Why don't they invite somebody new to the party?
You have to earn
it. Like you, Carly. Right? You'd like to go to donut club?
I like glazed donuts currently.
Perfect.
So does Rosie. Yeah. Shocking.
Too far.
Come on, eat sauce. Keep it classy.
Did you said eat pearl sauce? Necklace.
Said pearl necklace.
Rosie, you want to come back in on Monday?
I'd love to, but
okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And Kyle,
unfortunately,
you're
I won't be able to.
Well,
I'll be here tomorrow. I think
this studio is going to be just
it's going to be packed on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably should put an end to that really quick.
It would be real shallow of me to show up on a Monday morning.
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would.
That's all the reason I would have needed to show up on a Monday morning.
Yep, right. You'll be cheering for Anaheim.
Yep, Kyle, you're coming in on Monday, right?
I'm going to do my best.
I'm talking about the Lions game. That's right.
Carly, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Carly Zucker, Kyle Sloter, Mark Rosen. And for the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show, we'll see you tomorrow, 5:30 until 9. Paul Allen, the voice of the Vikings, is next right here on The Fan.